Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Motherhood So White, a memoir of race, gender, and parenting in America by Nefertiti Austin. Read by Allison Johnson. Prologue. Come on, August, grab your pullover. I waited for my little boy at our front door.
Where are we going, Mama?
August asked, dragging his black Gap sweatshirt behind him across the hardwood floors. To a rally at the park, I answered, sliding the hoodie over his tall, slender body. Handsome and inquisitive at only 5 years old, August already had the makings of a scientist, cowboy, race car driver, and I was proud of how far he had come. In a past life, before we became a family, August had lived in 2 foster homes. Meanwhile, I earned a license to foster adopt from the Los Angeles Department of Children and Family Services. After months of certification and waiting, I became a mother to a 6-month-old black baby boy, and my life changed forever. August's addition to the neighborhood made us one of 5 black families who dwelled between La Cienega and San Vicente Boulevard. August and I loved our little slice of heaven, filled with Mexican Jews, non-practicing Jews, old people, Koreans, young white families, and a formerly handsome playboy who drove a red convertible and didn't date anyone older than 25. Just outside of the Beverly Hills hub. La Cienega Park, with its green play structures, sandbox, clean bathrooms, and recreation center, was a block away. Every day, elderly Jewish men sat at concrete benches speaking Hebrew, feeding pigeons, and playing chess. Mothers nursed their babies or worked out with trainers, and little kids played King of the Hill. On Wednesdays, the park was filled with divorced and co-parenting dads and their children.